Now that the 2014 World Cup in Brazil is a thing of the past, the torch is passed onto Russia. It's scheduled to host the next World Cup in 2018, which is why Russian President Vladimir Putin was on hand for the final in Rio yesterday. Putin promised that Russia would deliver a tournament in 2018 to rival the Brazil games, and Russians are counting on that, as Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
Russians were huddled in bars and around their TVs for what here anyway was a late-night World Cup final. And I headed to a local pub in Moscow to watch this guy, Roman Gutside. Gutside's a well-known sportscaster with Russia's NTV Plus network, and he was calling the game in-house with his eye on 2018.
Russians should understand that the World Cup is a major event and that hundreds of thousands of foreigners will be coming here, and you need to be ready for them. I hope that those who are watching tonight see how peaceful and smoothly the Brazil games went.
11 Russian cities will host World Cup matches in 2018, including towns that don't get a lot of foreign tourism, like Saransk and Syktyvkar. Gutside wonders how they'll handle 20,000 English football fans partying after a game. Add in concerns about human rights, questions about corruption and massive sums of money spent, and you'd be forgiven for saying, wait, haven't we been through this before? In fact, a lot of the same conversations surrounded the run-up to the games in Sochi. Only now, Gutside says, the success of the Olympics have helped many Russians shed doubts about Russia's preparedness for the World Cup.
There's this stereotype here that everything's done at the last second, in poor quality, that we don't treat foreigners well. Sochi proved just the opposite. The organization was fantastic and on the highest level. And one thing you can count on for the World Cup is that they'll have the money and everything will be built on time.
I beg your pardon for my English.
Igor Pomoshnikov, another fan at the bar, says the success of the Sochi Games allowed Russians to believe in themselves. To think bigger, expect more. And he says they also expect a lot from their soccer team, maybe even a place in the finals, if the government gives the team the proper support. As proof, Russia can point to its great Olympic comeback. After a disappointing finish in the 2010 Vancouver Games, Russia rocketed to number one in the medal count in Sochi, aided by deep state coffers, great performances by Russian athletes, and a few quick passports issued to the likes of American Zach Wild and Victor Ahn of South Korea. But soccer has been a different story, cautions another Russian fan, Yulia Lebedeva. She has low expectations for 2018. She says she'll root for Russia, but it's no secret, the team is weak. Despite hiring Italian trainer Fabio Capello at top dollar, the Russian team failed to advance to the World Cup round of 16. Cue the national mudslinging, says sportscaster Roman Gutside. It's all part of the Russian sports fans' DNA.
When things are going well, everybody's ready to cheer. But Russia doesn't know how to deal with failure. Just look at what happened with Brazil's team. To let in 10 goals in two games is a catastrophe, and yet Brazilians continue to support their players. Well, the Russians squad didn't embarrass itself anything like that, and yet fans treat the players with utter contempt.
The fan, Igor Pomoshnikov, would seem a classic example. He says if Russia falls short, players can expect Russian F-bombs to fly their way. We cheer hard when they're winning, he says, but when the team fails, well, we curse hard too. But it might also just be part of Russian's self-lacerating sense of humor. There was even a bit of that on display last night. In a move not seen on TV but widely discussed online, a prankster named Vitaly Zdravyedsky streaked across the field shirtless before security nabbed him. Russian media focused on the fact that Zdravyedsky, now an American, was originally from Murmansk in northern Russia. It seems, they noted, Russia made it to the final after all. For The World, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.